And it feels like I've been dying here underneath these sheets. It's a cold, cold world when who you are is always half asleep. You have woken up the lover, now the other wants to leave. So if I believe, then tell me please.
Recorded at the heart of Broadway in historic downtown Cape Girardeau, where every sexual orientation comes together to hate Nate. It's Sunday, Random Sunday, on the Podzilla 1985 Network. And you might notice I said Podzilla 1985 Network, and there's a reason for that, and we'll get into that a little bit later. My name is Shannon Young. I'm your host, as always. With me today on my esteemed panel for this most random of random things, to my left, we have making his first appearance on the show, CJ. CJ, welcome, sir.
Hey, everybody.
From Penta Nerd, by the way.
From Penta Nerd.
One of
for
my,
now.
My, might as well just be a new co-host, Jesse Kimball, who's getting flipped off.
I was talking about, like, Penta Nerd in general. And yeah, hey, buddy, how you doing?
Hey, Jesse. I know you want to get home and get some pizza, and I agree with you. So we're going to wrap this up real quick. Let's do the introductions, and we'll go home. and next to her, playing on her DS, so I can make fun of her this time, is Lindsay.
Hi.
The now-dead Blogzilla 1985.
It's not dead. It's on hiatus.
We'll talk about it here in a little bit, because that thing's been on hiatus for a while.
Well, maybe if other people other than me would write.
Some of us have a podcast.
A hiatus is just an artistic coma.
A hiatus
I've been
is
in
the
an artistic coma
of,
for a long time.
That's all it is. It's just an artistic coma.
It's
sometimes
the layoff.
Sometimes you can get them to
the
wake up. Sometimes
world.
You have to pull the plug.
Well.
Green Day should have pulled the plug.
Oh, no. Uh-oh. Disagreed. Love Green Day. love every, no. Two albums. I like two of them. Well, hey, guys, thanks for being here. Let's start off. I got to talk to you guys about something. I got something on my mind. I want to talk about it.
Hey, what you got?
So, as you know, with the historic ruling the other day, been a lot of controversy online, been a lot of people, making a lot of statements. And one of the people that we know, Nate Smith, has been making a lot of noise. Well, we make fun of Nate a lot here on the show. You know, we say he hates Muslims. We do the Nate voice. He hates gays.
I don't hate Muslims.
I was going to say, I did not see this ruling coming. And now all of the things.
I didn't see it coming either, but
yeah.
Because I wasn't paying attention.
Well, no, I actually want to talk
I
about that
know
a little
was
bit
going
later
on,
too.
And then I saw the rainbow filters all over Facebook and I'm like, wait a minute. Did they decide that? Did the good guys win? Yeah.
Well, it depends on who you ask.
The good guys won. Yeah. The good guys won, Shannon.
But Nate has been making a lot of noise about it. And he and I have our disagreements, and all of the things that we've said about him on the show have kind of led to what's being billed by a lot of people as the must-see moment in the history of Podzilla, in the grand history of Podzilla 1985.
Must-hear moment.
Must-hear moment, where Nate and I are going to go one-on-one on Tuesday to talk about these things. Now, when we first decided this, when I said, yeah, let's bring it on, I was giddy. I was giddy because I thought, as much as I like Nate, I'm going to tear him apart. I'm going to get him on the show. I'm going to take everything he says and I'm going to obliterate him. I'm going to embarrass him. I'm going to make him cry. And it's going to make for great, great podcasting.
Well, I'm excited. That's good radio. It's a recipe for good radio.
Over the course of the past few days, though, I've had a bunch of people talking to me. I've had people that have literally offered me money to sit in and watch the execution live. I've had people that ask me, what time can I bring popcorn? I mean, I have had more feedback on this upcoming episode than I've had for any other episode, including the one we did on gay marriage. And what I've gotten from a lot of these people, including people like Louis Benson and John Massey, is that they're worried that Nate is not going to accurately represent their faith, and they don't want him making an ass of himself. Well, then Justin Dombach messaged me today. Justin Dombach, an old friend of ours, and someone that I should talk to more, and I don't.
Shout out to Jesse.
How busy? Did you say
Wait,
Jesse?
Sorry, Justin.
There you go.
Shout out to Justin.
I'm right here. What are we shouting out for?
Moving on.
But Justin asked me not to post the audio. He said, don't do it, because all you're going to do is embarrass this kid, and you're going to hurt him. And I started to think about that, and in a lot of ways, I agree. Nate Smith is not a 30-year-old man who's been studying these things his whole life. He is an 18-year-old kid who is in over his head. He doesn't know what he's talking about. He's misguided. And if he comes on this show and debates these things with me, I am going to hurt him emotionally and mentally. And I don't want to do that.
You'll be fighting a battle of wits against an unarmed man.
And it's not because he's not smart. I want to point that out. Nate Smith is not an idiot.
He's not a dumb kid.
He's just not educated.
He's misguided.
Yeah. He's ignorant.
He's young and he's impetuous and he says a lot of things that I don't think he quite understands.
I mean, he was homeschooled by a woman that had no business homeschooling him.
Yeah.
Had no business homeschooling a human.
Right.
He doesn't understand the ramifications of his
actions. If you guys ever seen Waterboy, I feel like there are a lot of featuring Adam Sandler, Waterboy.
Yeah.
Also, Jordan, I've seen it.
Yes, Jordan, I know it's your favorite movie, next to Mr. Deeds. either way, if you've ever seen The Waterboy, honestly, scarily similar.
To Bobby Boucher.
I think the mom from Waterboy was based on that lady, on this real lady that we're talking about.
Who also, I've met her and is nice. Also, I think misguided. But the point of this is a lot of people out there that are listening to this right now want me to tear Nate apart, and they want me to kill him verbally. And I just don't think I have the heart to do it. Because I thought about it, it's becoming more and more apparent to me that as a journalist, as a man that says he wants to be a journalist, to take advantage of an 18-year-old kid who doesn't know what he's doing, just to spike my own ratings to get more viewers, kind of makes me out to be a bastard.
Well, the other side of that, you didn't ask him for it.
That's true.
He's been asking you for a long time to have that kind of conversation with you, to come on the show and defend himself. And it's one of those things, there are certain people that I believe need to get knocked out to realize where they lie in life. Like, whether it be, metaphorically or actually, that needs to happen. Like, he needs to realize that what he's saying isn't always correct. In fact,
research the facts.
Yeah. And that was the argument that I got into with Nate, the one that made me really angry, because he absolutely refuses to educate himself. He refuses to do any amount of research on anything he says. He sees it online from someone he trusts, or sees it or hears it from someone he trusts, and immediately accepts it as truth.
Yeah. Did you see he posted something the other day about President Obama taking away people's rights over the, if you don't agree with it, they're trying to take away religious rights, from a website by Tucker Carlson, who, as I pointed out to Nate, is a right-wing conservative so out there and so embarrassing to his own party that Jon Stewart went on his show, which was Crossfire on CNN, and got the show canceled when he pointed out how much of a show and a farce it was. Yeah. And Nate's taking people like this to their word and posting it. And again, Nate is not stupid. He's misguided.
He's not some dumb hump.
No.
He's a kid that just...
He's a kid. That's exactly right.
He's a kid.
Yeah.
Just doesn't have enough real world experience yet.
And I can see Jesse's side of the argument where, this could help him. This could be verbally beating some sense into this kid. But on the other hand, it could get...
Ruin him.
Sort of... gladiatorial.
Well, I mean, that's the thing.
It could just be a blood and circuses type thing. Like, let's just see this kid get ripped into.
Yeah.
I feel like Shannon has enough restraint.
It's a fine line they have to toe.
I feel like Shannon has enough restraint that, were it to come to that, Shannon would start pulling his blows eventually until if Nate just keeps meeting him and just keeps setting himself up to get knocked down, then Shannon will keep going. But I feel like eventually the kid won't get up and then Shannon will let go.
What I'm afraid of is, and Lindsay pointed this out online, is that Nate has never seen me tear into somebody. In fact, I could ask most of you how many times you've ever seen me tear into someone when I got heated. And, most people would say not very often, because I do try to stay calm.
I don't think I've ever seen you angry.
It's not pretty.
No, it's not.
I can tear you limb from limb if I want to, not just physically, but verbally and mentally, because that's what I've done my entire life. Journalism, interpersonal communication, I've learned how to tear people apart. And as much as I like Nate, because I do like Nate, and I want to stress that fact, if he pushes my buttons, which you know he can do because we've all talked to him, I don't want to be the guy that ruins this kid in front of everybody. Because how many people are going to listen to this? How many people are waiting, like lions, waiting for the Christians to get herded out to feed on?
Yeah.
They want this kid to die, and they're sending me in as an executioner.
I mean... I don't think that
it's on my mind.
I don't think that it'll end that badly, honestly.
I hope not.
I feel like Nate is sort of realizing like how wrong he is in a lot of aspects of life.
He has shown improvement since I've met him.
Well, definitely since we've met him.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, I think here lately he's been making some pretty good strides toward, you know, not being a condescending douche.
Which I can be when pushed, just for the record.
It's all about opening up that worldview.
Yeah.
Yeah, but is this going to open it up or is this going to shut him down? That's my question.
I don't know. Like, I think it all depends on how you treat it.
At some point, like, everybody's got to have that moment where it's sink or swim. Like, he can't just keep living his sheltered life for the rest of his life. Like, it has to stop somewhere.
And I just want to point out, I don't have any problem with his beliefs. If he believes that...
He has the right to believe whatever.
Yeah, if he believes the world, everyone's going to hell, that's fine. He's Christian. If that's his belief, I don't care. You know, that is absolutely his right to do it. But when you make a spectacle of it in front of everybody, you know, that's when you cross that line, and that's when someone has to put somebody in check. I'm a habitual line checker. That's what I do. But I don't want to spend the entire show talking about this.
I believe on Downton Abbey, the lady that played McGonagall in the Harry Potter series, she said something along the lines of, and this is not I don't watch Downton Abbey, I just read this quote somewhere. Religion is like a penis. It's fine for you to have it. It's fine for you to be proud of it. But don't start waving it around and shoving it down people's throats.
Lindsay almost spit her water out right there.
That caught Lindsay off guard.
Well,
that's a good analogy.
Moving on with the show. Speaking of shoving penises down people's throats, people are still pretty upset about the gay marriage thing. It's still everywhere.
You know, I was actually really proud of my news feed on Facebook.
For the most part, yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Honestly, Nate Smith was the only person on my news feed that was against equal rights.
I have some rather distant relatives, like geographically distant at the very least. I think they're like second cousins or something like that. Maybe even first cousins, I don't know. That all they posted in response was like Phil Robertson quotes and like put a picture of a rainbow flag next to a picture of an American flag and like, which one do you like more? You know, that kind of thing. And it made me disappointed, but they're my family, so I wasn't going to mess with it.
Yeah, I mean, I honestly, I haven't seen any of my family's viewpoints on it. I don't actually know what they would be.
I did check with my family to see what their viewpoint was, but I could not find the Ouija board.
And now I'm sad.
Dark humor.
No, the only family member that I've ever unfriended due to like political or thing, like political or controversial things on Facebook, is one of them, who shall remain nameless to protect their own dignity.
Shout out to Nameless.
On Martin Luther King Day. On Martin Luther King Day, posted a status that is, and I'm going to read this in as a close approximation of how I believe they were sounding when they said it, as I'm going to do. They posted, Martin Luther King Day, I don't think so. And I was like, unfriend.
Did they spell it Martian?
They spelled it Martian. They did the Rush Limbaugh thing where they give someone a stupid nickname and think that that gives them points against this person.
I don't understand why you would be against Martin Luther King.
Were they flying the Heritage flag?
they are Heritage flag people.
They are. Oh, well, that's not a surprise. Yeah. Well, you know, I
think the only reason they put that is because, well, they're racists. And that's the only explanation I could come up with for saying Martin Luther King. I don't think so. No.
It boggles the mind.
Yeah, I can't.
There's no reason to attack Martin Luther King.
Keep that right off my Facebook.
Yeah.
See, I mean, I've had to unfollow family, but I've never removed my God. Family.
You should see my unfollow list at this
point.
My
unfollow list is gigantic.
Yeah. There's I get four messages on here nowadays.
I mean, I've got
who you are.
I've got 420 friends or something like that. Probably less now that they've listened to that last episode of Podzilla. Who knows? But anyway.
Who cares?
Right. Yeah. If that offended them that much that they wanted to not be my friend anymore, cool.
I don't need you in my life. I never understood the thought process that I'm going to state my opinion on Facebook and post all these pictures and messages showing you how I disagree with this. But the moment you give your opinion in a public forum like I did, you're done. I'm done with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fucking hypocrites.
Yeah.
And I've seen a lot of hypocrites online. And the ones that piss me off more than the ones that say, you know, I agree or don't agree with this are the ones that say, who cares? Mm-hmm. Are you kidding me? You don't care about human rights? Yeah, something that affects everybody?
You don't care about, like, a human rights, like, a civil rights milestone that's going to be taught in history books in 40 years?
Yeah. So are you the kind of person that...
20.
Like, or 20, yeah.
Next year, depending on who's president.
Depending on, depending on, like, publishers, I guess. Like, within some period of time, under 50 years, this shit's going to be, like, that date is going to be in history books.
Yeah. And Podzilla's going to be right there with it.
And we're going to be looking back on it. Like how we look at, equal rights among, like,
races.
Yeah.
It was like, how the fuck did we operate any other way?
Can you imagine if Facebook had existed years upon years ago, and when black people earned the right to, you know, vote or
drink from the same water fountain?
Drink from the same water fountain or mingle with white people? How many people would have been like, who cares?
Yeah.
Fuck you.
None.
even if you disagree with it, even if you say, I don't agree with what happened, at least you care.
Yeah.
You know? At least you have an opinion.
Another shout out to Justin Donbach. I saw a very, very well worded post on Facebook of his. It said, like, this is a great occasion. You know, marriage equality is a good, good thing. I am not saying anything otherwise. But we have only truly won the fight for equality among all people when things like race and gender identity and sexual orientation just become boring and don't matter
and
to
not
us
newsworthy
anymore. And not yeah
yeah
they're like he's a transsexual, all right, what kind of coffee do you like, that kind of thing. Just when this stuff stops mattering is when we will truly be finished.
Maybe in 100 to 200 years we'll have that. Yeah. But by then, we'll find something new to hate.
Yeah.
In Bad people.
Hell, aliens. Like, whatever alien race has decided to hang out on Earth.
What's popular now?
Okay, I feel bad for this, but I believe, like, and I've had this feeling before, and I don't think I have this feeling now. I believe that if we made contact with intelligent races out there in space, I would be a humanist. feel like I would be a human supremacist.
We've already made contact with beings from outer space. They're here.
They're here.
They're
in our government.
They're in our government. They're here on Earth.
Then I think humans are inherently better than them. Because they're pretending to be humans, obviously. So.
Well, I don't know. The first time they crash land here, instead of giving them help, we capture them, kill them, and then take their technology.
In all honesty.
Who the fuck would want to come to Earth?
In all honesty, though, I really do hope I'm alive when we make first contact with intelligent species. Because, oh my god, that would be so amazing.
I am still of the belief that we have made contact with aliens. It's just the government keeps it quiet. You know what? Come on a show with me and Tanner one day.
I was about to say, okay. this is a Tanner Thursday conversation right here.
I'll come on Thursday sometime.
Now, one thing about the gay marriage thing, someone mentioned to me, and as a conspiracy theorist, and Tanner may agree with me on this, or he may have thought the same thing, and you just mentioned it, CJ, about, I didn't know this ruling was even happening. The timing of this is so perfect. Because one thing that hasn't been talked about very much in the news lately because of all of this is the Trans-Pacific Partnership.
No, yeah.
Seems kind of odd, doesn't it?
I still don't quite understand what that
It's just a trade treaty between all of these different countries. And a lot of people, there's a huge controversy around it. One, because the negotiations that they're making with the countries are so secretive. Nobody knows what's going on. It's one of those things that if you, like when we were opening up gaming grounds here, when we had all the plastic on the windows and no one could see in, everybody was peeking going, what the fuck is that? You know, it's the same thing.
It's gotta be.
Yeah. So people are paranoid about this. And the fact that this is so controversial and then this happens, marriage equality, out of nowhere, nobody saw this coming.
Now, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, though, has a name. It has a logo, and the general public knows what it's doing, knows that it's happening.
They know what's happening, and they know what it's kind of about.
They know what it's kind of about.
Yeah.
If the motivations behind it were all sinister and secretive, it wouldn't have a logo or a name or a public presence.
I disagree.
Plus, it's all a cover up.
Yeah, let me throw out some names here for you. Bilderberg Group, for one. Monsanto. There are so many evil organizations that we know about and do nothing about, and.
Yeah, but if they were trying to just do a thing, and it was a sinister thing, they wouldn't tell fucking anybody about it, I don't think.
What's the best way to hide something?
In plain sight.
Absolutely. It kind of reminds me of, you remember when Bill Clinton had the big controversy because he was getting the BJs?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And suddenly we're at a war with Iraq. whenever a president gets in trouble over something, something else happens. It kind of takes your attention away from it. You know? I don't know. That's just me. That's just me talking. That's just my conspiracy theorist coming out of me.
Bread,
I just think
bread
it's,
and
it's
circuses.
Perfect timing. You know?
Bread and circuses.
Jesse's stroking his beard over here magnificently because it's such a nice beard. And I don't know if he's trying to think of what to say or he's just diabolic.
Are you thinking,
I think he
may
be a part.
Luxuriating?
He may be a part of TPP.
Oh, heavens, no! I gotta go.
That sounds like some really upscale toilet paper.
Lindsay, go get a phone book and Shannon, go get my baton.
I think Zach took it.
We'll beat him at it.
I think Zach needed to borrow it.
That was for the store.
Yeah, well, who knows what Zach does with these things? My guess
tell
is going
him
up
to return
his ass.
It to the store immediately.
Wait, which Zach? Kirkus?
Price. It may still be up there. He asked if he could borrow it, and I wasn't paying attention.
Tell him tell him to return it to the store immediately.
What Zach, store? What are you talking about?
This store.
This store we're in.
This store that we are in.
That is nameless, that I just said earlier.
Yeah.
Tell him to return it where I put it immediately.
I will.
That's what it's for.
I'll pass that a message along with a dick reference.
Okay.
That's the only way we'll get it. Jesse, you asked earlier about Donald Trump.
Speaking of dicks.
Speaking of dicks. So
I think the biggest joke of this whole show is that he thinks he's going to win.
You know what?
He always thinks he's going to win, no matter what it is.
Donald
Trump. Doesn't matter how many times he loses anything.
Oh, yeah. And he is a loser for all the money he has. Donald Trump is like Nate if he never grew up and made a lot of money.
And he didn't even make all of his money. He was rich at birth. He's old money. He'll sell this story to you like, I had nothing when I was young. I had nothing. I built all of this from nothing. No, you fucking didn't, Mr. Trump. Your dad was a gigantic, gigantic financial person, and you inherited a lot of it. Sure, you made it bigger, but you didn't start with a plastic spoon in your mouth. Your spoon was silver.
It was encrusted with jewels.
Yeah. Like, well, you were rich from the start, Mr. Trump, and that ain't all you're doing.
Well, Mr. Trump, let's not call him that. Let's call him the Donald. The Donald.
I'll just call him Don.
Call him DJ.
I'll just call him Don.
For some reason.
I'll just call him Don because I feel like he would get the most angry.
Let's call him Dan.
Yes, let's call him Dan.
Dan Tramp. Dan
yeah.
Tramp.
Dan, yeah.
What's Dan Tramp doing in the impact zone?
Daniel Tramp.
So he announced his candidacy. What candidacy. He's going to run for president.
What a douche.
Again, I think he tried to do it once and then backed out.
He did.
Yeah, because no one's going to vote for him. And if nobody was going to vote for him before, they're definitely not going to vote for him now. Before I get to the good quote, I'm looking at a list of quotes from his speech. And
you have them on screen or
yeah, anything? I have them
okay,
on screen.
Okay, that's good, because, oh my God, this speech was golden.
Here's some of the things he said. Here's how he would fix healthcare.gov. We have a $5 billion website. I have so many websites. I hire people. They do a website. It costs me $3.
Fantastic.
Donald showing his diplomacy skills. When was the last time anybody saw us beating, let's say, China in a trade deal? They'll kill us. I beat China all the time. On his ISIS strategy, some of the candidates, they went in and didn't know the air conditioner didn't work and sweated like dogs, and they didn't know the room was too big because they didn't have anybody there. How are they going to beat ISIS? I ask, how is a man going to become president, and how is he going to represent our nation when he says things like this? When Mexico sends its people, they're not sending their best. They're sending people that have lots of problems. They're bringing drugs. They're bringing crime. They're rapists.
Like it's a Mexican government program. Like, all right, you guys, we've had enough of your shit. Just start walking north.
Show me your criminal record.
Yeah.
It's like we're, like Mexico's current day Australia.
Yeah.
To, like,
yeah.
Old,
you realize
old
that's not,
Britain.
You realize it's usually the all right people coming across the border trying to escape, you know, the drug cartels and the near civil war between the police and the drug cartels. Because
Mexico's pretty rough in some places.
Oh, yeah.
I know people that went there and they told them not to leave the hotel past like 5.
Yeah, Mexico is in fucking turmoil. duffel bags showing up filled with heads of police officials.
Oh, yeah, it's rough. It's rough over there.
That's a common cartel intimidation tactic. They'll kidnap a bunch of police officers and officials, cut off their heads,
and
stuff
people
them in
wonder
a bag,
why I never, ever have any interest in going to Mexico.
And leave them at the doorstep. And leave them at the doorstep.
There's places in Mexico that are really nice, like Cancun.
Like the resorts.
The enclosed places.
It's like
don't
Jamaica.
Ever leave the hotel.
Yeah, it's like Jamaica. I would love to go to Jamaica on the routes they tell me to go.
Yeah, I went to the Bahamas with my family on a cruise, and my sister and my mom were like, "Oh, look down that alley. It's got all kinds of shops and stalls and stuff." And I'm like, "No, you're not fucking going down that goddamn alley."
I mean, I was nervous enough.
People would drive up beside us. People would drive up beside us and just like roll down the window. "Hey, you want to go to Sandals? You go to Atlantis Resort? I drive you to Sandals, Atlantis Resort." No, you'll drive me to a basement somewhere, and then taken will happen.
Jesse, do you remember when we went to Memphis, and we went to go eat at that?
I took you guys to the Rendezvous?
Yeah, and I was scared to walk down the back streets of Memphis. I'm not going to walk
and
down
the alleyways
of Mexico.
You all yelled at me
because
I just took the lead and started walking.
You ain't walking in front of us. They'll rape you. They're Mexican, maybe.
In Memphis?
You don't. Well, they're invading, apparently.
Right, they're everywhere.
Pretty soon they'll start marrying each other too and having gay babies. Gay immigrants.
They're getting shipped over by the Mexican government
through the Trans-Pacific Partnership. They're training.
Oh my God,
girls.
That's what it is.
Full circle.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Well, it's just Trans-Pacific. It's Trans-Pacific because they're actually just being shipped off to England and then to America.
Yeah, we need to ship some more Mexicans over to England.
So it's like money laundering?
Mexico to England to the U.S.?
Yeah,
so
they can still call it Trans-Pacific and not know what it's all about.
Yeah, gotcha.
It's all about sending more
illegal.
Why would the U.S. agree to that deal?
Because Obama's the worst president of all time.
Right, my bad.
Haven't you been paying attention to our Facebook feeds?
He's Hitler. From what I hear.
Worse than Hitler.
He's basically Hitler, yeah. He's killed like 7 million people.
Oh, yeah. With his gay marriage.
With his gay marriage and his...
He killed 7 million future children because all those gay people...
Yeah.
Because
all those gay people...
They're
going to
make more gay people.
It's just going to be Fire Island everywhere.
Yeah. the gays are going to get together and just start pumping out more gay babies. I believe they lay eggs. Is that not correct?
Well, they're monsters, so clearly... Kaz, our dream of Homo Island is one step closer to coming to fruition. CJ said it before the show that Univision dropped the Miss Universe pageant because of what Donald Trump said.
Donald Trump said.
Not only that, but now Rosalind Sanchez. Do you remember Rosalind Sanchez? She's an actress. She was in the first Rush Hour. Or was it second Rush Hour? I think she was in the second Rush Hour.
I'm not aware of any person named Rosalind Sanchez.
Oh, look at her. Beautiful woman. She's a good actress. Beautiful. She's actually, I think she's Puerto Rican, but she still takes offense to it because there's a lot of Latina, you know? She pulled out, the host of it pulled out. I don't even remember his name. And now Trump said he's going to sue Univision for millions upon millions of dollars for backing out because he needs more money for his campaign now.
Right.
Sure, he needs more money for his campaign. That's why part of his, like, announcement speech was, "I've got more money than I could ever need to run for president."
Well, I was like, why did he sound like John F. Kennedy there for a second?
I can't do a good Trump impression.
I've got more money than I'll ever need.
I can't do a good Trump. I can't good. Okay. All right. This will be my Trump impression from now on.
All right.
I've got all the money I need to run for president. Maybe.
Good God.
That's my Donald Trump. That's how much I dislike this man.
That may be the best Donald Trump impersonation I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
All right. Maybe. So will you be
voice? Sound like a fucked up Scooby Doo.
No, I'm trying to do Sloth from the Goonies. Hey, you guys.
All I hear is Scooby Doo now. Hey, Raggy. I want to run for president.
I've got more money than I ever
need. I'm going to run for president.
Mexican rapist.
That's comedic gold. You know what else is comedic gold?
It's that
Donald Trump.
Oh,
yeah,
Mel Brooks.
Hey, let's segue. Look at that.
Yeah, segue.
This is what we call these transitions. Yeah. It's up a hill, down a hill, up another hill.
Fuck your train. I mean, hey.
Oh. Mel Gibson. Mel Brooks.
Mel Brooks.
Who gives a shit about Mel Gibson anymore?
No one.
Nobody.
Mel Brooks turned 89 today.
Happy birthday, Mr. Brooks.
I posted that we were going to talk about Mel Brooks tonight on my Facebook page, and CJ thought that
he was
dead.
Scared the fuck out of me.
Yeah.
I'm sure I would have gotten like at least 5 alerts if that had happened.
From Tanner.
Yeah.
Just from Tanner.
Oh, man. Man, if Mel Brooks, I
like,
want to meet
Google
Mel Brooks.
Would have told me, like, Google knows. They just send me random shit all the time. Like, hey, by the way, this happened.
Well, Kim Kardashian wore a shirt today.
Hooray!
Google has never told me that, fortunately.
That's because she doesn't wear shirts.
That's because she doesn't wear shirts.
Get it.
Up top.
Oh, high five.
No. But no, I want to meet Mel Brooks someday.
Hurry up.
Before I die. Hey, you.
No,
you,
hey, no.
Don't jinx it.
No, you know what? He's 89. And
someday,
I mean, that's pretty
before
old.
I die, someday yeah. before I die, I just want to meet the man or speak to the man or write a letter to him and have him write back. He's one of my idols.
He's the funniest
like,
man in history.
The man is like a god to me.
He is. He's the king of comedy. Easy.
Did you hear the last rumor I heard about Mel Brooks and his like career-wise is that he's talking about making Spaceballs 3, The Search for Spaceballs 2.
Yeah, that's been in
that would be awesome.
The rumor mill for a long time now.
I hope.
Well, he's still working.
I hope he makes more movies. Like, where was the last movie he made?
He's actually in the newest of Hotel Transylvania, too. He plays...
That's right. Yes, he is.
He's Adam Sandler's dad. He's Vlad.
Nice.
He was also in... He was also in Mr. Sherman.
Mr. Peabody.
Sherman and Mr.
Sherman
Peabody.
Peabody. Yeah.
I still haven't watched that
yet.
He was
Albert Einstein.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the man's still doing work, but he hasn't directed a film since Dracula Dead and Loving It, which we talked about on Tanner Thursday with Tanner.
It is like
my
least
favorite.
Favorite comedies. It was like my least favorite Mel Brooks movie.
But it had some good, I mean, it's still Leslie
Nielsen. It's a hilarious movie.
But compared to Blazing Saddles.
Compared to
Men in Tights.
Men in Tights, Blazing Saddles.
Young Frankenstein, silent movie. Which
Young Frankenstein. Have you never seen Silent Movie?
I watched a long time ago, don't remember anything about it, other than Burt Reynolds got raped in a shower. Which now.
You really get raped.
He didn't look happy about being in there.
No, he may have gotten like fondled or something.
Well,
like
that's legal now.
But I do know, that like a running gag throughout Silent Movie is two or more of the male characters in the movie will like end up in a pile somehow, and these same two women will walk by and stop and look, and one of them will mouth the word, you know, because it's a silent movie, and then they'll walk away, and the text thing will pop up on screen. It just says, "Faggots." It's the same two women every time.
I love Mel Brooks, son of a bitch!
Brooks.
You're awful
Brooks.
Little tonight.
Nobody Brooks likes Mel tonight. Gibson. Nobody.
I don't think
nuts.
Mel Gibson liked Mel Gibson.
I haven't liked Mel Gibson since Payback.
I haven't liked Mel Brooks. Son of a bitch!
All right, CJ doesn't like Mel Brooks. You're off the show.
Okay, you guys, stop pulling this Bugs Bunny Daffy Duck thing.
All right, I haven't liked Mel Gibson since he said that Jews were responsible for all the wars in the world.
Look, who doesn't say something stupid when they're drunk? You know, he was drunk.
Never anti-Semitic, though. I've said dumb shit when I was drunk, like, hey, could you give me a glass of drinker? Like, what? Drinker, you know, H2O. Oh, okay. That's the dumbest thing I've said drunk.
My favorite thing to come out of that
I've tried to work a toaster wearing oven mitts. I've never said the Jews were evil.
Well, you just said you were working a toaster.
Uh-oh.
Working a toaster.
Let it sink in.
Give it a second.
Holocaust.
Oh, God, Holocaust show. No.
There it is.
Legitimately, I will be... you said it, and I agree. If he's turning 89... I mean, the man doesn't have a lot of years left on this planet, and I am going to be so sad when Mel Brooks dies, like I was when Harold Ramis died, and to a lesser extent, Robin Williams.
Robin Williams.
It will be a sad
And James Garner.
But, I mean, in fairness, people have lived for
Christopher
a real long time.
Well, not only that, but I think about this with my cat, too, because my cat is like 15 years old now. And that's up there. And I know she's not going to live a hell of a lot longer. And I get real sad about it. And I think, man, I hate life because it only ends in death. And what's the point? But then I remember, it's true. It doesn't really matter how long you lived. Everybody's going to die. What matters is how you spent your life while you're here on this planet.
It's not the destination. It's the journey.
It's the journey. And as much as my cat has had a good life because we treat her like a diva, Mel Brooks has had a super career.
Amazing.
He's earned his place in this world and hopefully in the next. So, you know, happy birthday, Mel Brooks.
Happy birthday.
And hopefully many, many more.
Thank you for the awesome memories.
Yeah, you were a huge part of my childhood
guys,
and you're
guys,
still a huge part of
my we're paying tribute
childhood.
To him right now. Let's stop, please.
I swear, to God, if Mel Brooks dies within the next week, I will cancel the show. I will stop doing Podzilla. Oh, goddamn, I'm so scared now.
What's wrong with thanking a person on their birthday?
Yeah, but we're doing it in a sense of like we're shoveling dirt on the casket, as we say.
It's like this is the last birthday we're ever going to be able to celebrate.
We're verbally digging his grave right now.
There's some old-ass people out there.
Yeah.
That's true.
You know what would be really cool is if he actually lived to be 2,000 years old.
That would be fantastic.
I'm pretty sure he would look like Ann Coulter at that point.
You know, like, you guys ever watch Doctor Who?
Yeah.
Like the
He'd
the
be
woman.
The face of Bo. He'd be either to be the face of Bo or the woman stretched out between the poles. Moisturize me, moisturize
me. I'm doing the whoosh over my head motion because I'm
Doctor Who.
There was an episode of Doctor Who where basically a woman in an effort
several
to stay...
She's in a lot of episodes.
In an effort to stay young, she basically, her face is stretched out in a like 4 foot by 4 foot apparatus.
And that's
where she
the
is
only
just,
living part of her.
She is just a big piece of skin with some veins and stuff going through and eyes
and
a mouth.
And she's got a brain in a jar underneath.
Right.
Jesus Christ.
Because of all the surgeries and everything else that she's had over the years.
And like...
She's the last remaining human being.
So she was Joan Rivers, basically.
Yeah. You know,
she was loosely based on Joan Rivers.
Lindsay just stared at me like, we're going to get sued.
Is Joan Rivers still with us?
No.
No.
You know, when
parts of her still are.
You know, when she.
They got recycled.
Yeah, you know, when, until the day she, it is a stolen joke, but until the day she died, it was illegal to have sex with her because a majority of her was under 18.
You know, she would have appreciated that joke, so you can't sue us.
She wrote it.
Now here's no joke. They picked a new Spider-Man. Transitioning. Do.
How's that a joke?
It's not. Shut up, Jesse. Let me have it. I said that's no joke.
I thought you said it was a joke. Okay.
Yeah, we were going to talk about this morning on Pen and Nerd, which at this point you won't have heard yet because it won't get posted till tomorrow.
Correct.
Because Monday Pen and Nerd, that's the thing. That's the thing now. But they picked Tom Holland as the new Spider-Man.
Thank God.
I wanted to see what you guys thought of it this morning, but we didn't have time because I spent... We talked about Destiny way too long.
It ran
long. Lindsay just left. She snuck away like a ninja, and I just ruined it.
I have a feeling she has to pee.
Yeah, she's visiting the little girl's room.
But anyway, I'm actually kind of excited about this. I think, like, the kid looks like he could be Peter Parker.
Oh, yeah, totally. I'm just so glad it's not that fetus from Ender's Game.
Oh, Asa Gray?
Wait a minute.
Asa Butterfield is his name, and he was way too young to play a high school-aged Peter Parker. So kid looked like he was in fifth grade.
Who is Tom Holland? I've never seen him before.
No idea.
Has he been in anything?
Yeah, he's been in a few movies. Give me 1 minute, I can IMDb him for you.
Was he in High School Musical?
I don't think so.
Glee?
No, I don't think so.
Something Musical?
I think he may have been in Glee at some point. Let me check.
And didn't they also announce who the new Spider-Man for the comics is going to be today?
Miles Morales.
It's Miles Morales? Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, he's officially taking the reins in the main Marvel universe.
Wait, so what happened to Peter Parker, officially?
What did happen to Peter Parker?
I don't know, this is all news to me.
They announced Miles Morales today.
Miles Morales is going to be the official...
For the Amazing Spider-Man series?
Yeah.
I mean, it makes sense. Like, well...
Like, in the main canon, he's Spider-Man.
Miles Morales got brought over to the 616 universe anyway. Plus, I mean, Secret Wars... I'm still behind on Secret Wars. I've been needing to get caught up. But yeah, I know that Secret Wars is a whole battle between 616 and 1610, which are the...
A secret battle?
That's the one. But anyway, let's see. What has Tom Holland
is the young man's name.
He is supposedly known for
Spider-Man?
actually.
Eventually.
No, The Impossible.
Never heard
Lock,
of it.
And
never heard of it.
How I Live Now.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, I'm gonna see if
I have heard of How I Live Now. I almost watched that once.
What is it?
It's supposed to be like a post-apocalyptic or end of the world type movie. It sounded interesting. I just never got around to watching it.
Yeah, I have no idea. That was his fourth movie. He's only been credited 11 times, two of them for upcoming being the Civil War, because they did announce that he's going to be in Civil War.
Yep.
And,
which I'm excited about.
An untitled Spider-Man reboot.
Why are they even calling this Captain America 3?
I don't know why it's
not just a big Marvel crossover movie.
Just
like
call
Avengers,
it Avengers, because that's what it is.
Yeah.
I think it should just be called Civil War.
I think it's just because...
I agree 100%.
People would still
Marvel Civil War.
Marvel Civil War.
Marvel's Civil War. Because they put Marvels in front of every title.
I mean, like, my only guess is that Cap is going to be...
Predominant.
The good guy. Like, he's going to be featured. And I think, aren't they going to do, isn't going to be part two of Civil War is going to be an Iron Man movie? Or am I remembering that?
I heard part two was going to be Avengers. Like, it was...
I had heard that Civil War was going to be one movie.
Really?
I thought so.
Isn't there way too much going on for that to be one movie?
Yeah, I think so. I thought that was a mistake.
But they're also dragging out the Infinity Gauntlet storyline.
Yeah.
Forever. Yeah. How many different movies?
Like, that's not going to be ready to go until... Well, no, it's the next set of Avengers. Well, there's supposed to be another Avengers movie, and then there's supposed to be the Infinity Gauntlet stuff. So, I mean, it's not stretched
out
too
far. The Avengers Infinity War Part 1, Avengers Infinity War Part 2.
Right.
This is going to get just as confusing as the comics eventually.
Which is why I've said this to Jesse before. I think the Marvel movies are going to meet some sort of critical mass at some point to where every single movie is just an hour and a half of references to all the other movies.
If they're all flashback movies. Previously, on X-Men.
They're all just references, and they're going to try to pack too much into each movie, and it's just going to, the whole cinematic universe is just going to collapse in on itself.
So far, they've done really, really, really good at just assuming you've seen it.
Yeah. Like with that goddamn, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and Avengers thing.
Yeah.
With when S.H.I.E.L.D. went down.
That bothers me.
Yeah.
That bothered me because, like...
Well, no, like, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. did an episode based on Avengers 1. Like, are you talking about that one?
No,
like,
I'm talking about Captain America 2. When S.H.I.E.L.D. went down, and then they had it on...
The Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
So if you hadn't seen Avengers 2 yet, or Captain America 2...
Yeah, that's why I was really confused.
Yeah.
Because it also spoils, like, Fury being dead.
Yeah.
And, well...
Quote unquote dead.
But yeah, no, like, they've done a really good job at doing that. And it's one of those things, like, you just, it's similar to comic books where you just have to read whatever book you need to get, you know, stay in the loop.
Yeah.
But usually they do a really good job, at least in the comic books. And so far they've done it in the movie as well, of setting up, like, or at least telling you, by the way, in order to understand what's going on here, you'll want to read this book next or, this story is going to be continued in this, or, you know, et cetera, et cetera.
That really threw me off at the beginning of Age of Ultron, because they were going up against this Hydra guy, and they were just saying his name, and they were just referencing, oh, but the twins, and, like, I was missing a lot of stuff, because I hadn't watched Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Because they covered a lot of the backstory of...
In Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, Ultron in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
They're really bad about assuming you've seen everything.
Lindsay's looking at me, like, cluelessly because we haven't seen everything. So I'm like, wait.
Oh, shit, I'm sorry.
No, don't worry about it. I'm not worried about it.
With Avengers 2, you can watch that movie, and the only thing you'll miss is, like, there's a little bit in the beginning that you just kind of have to take. Like, there's no backstory to it, and you're just like, oh, well, this is happening. If you want backstory to it, you go and watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Otherwise, you just enjoy the movie for what it is.
Which is on Netflix.
Because in the first, like, 15 minutes of the movie, it pretty much knocks out everything that, like, you would have needed to watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. for. And for the rest of that, as long as you accept what you saw in the beginning, you're good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It wasn't super bad, but it was off-putting. During those first
I don't accept it because I don't want the mutants to be separate.
I also don't want that. Yeah.
That's pretty stupid.
Fox is never going to let up on it.
They let up on
Spider-Man.
Fuck you,
Fox.
No, that was Sony.
No, Sony. Sony let up on Spider-Man.
Yeah, no, Fox has Fantastic Four and X-Men and they're never letting it go.
What does the Fox say? Fuck you, Marvel.
Fuck you, Marvel.
Fuck you,
We're
Marvel
gonna
Universe.
We're going to make our movies.
Yeah, I just really wish they would pull a Sony deal and just like, you know, we get a cut of the profit.
Yeah.
Because Marvel would write a better movie.
I wish they would have used Quicksilver in the entire X-Men Days of Future Past film because it would have made the movie very quick.
Yeah.
It would have been like, I just need you to run over here, grab her, and move this out of the way real quick. 5 seconds later, movie's over. Future
saved.
Okay,
done.
Yeah, like,
good.
I don't see why they would have enlisted this guy that can move, like, faster than the speed of film and
use him
in one sequence and then be like, bye, super useful guy.
Thanks, OP.
Off to save the world without you now.
It's because he was still a minor, right?
Yeah, he was.
I guess.
Yeah, you know what else he was?
Did they actually say that?
A mutant. Yeah, he was a kid. He was a high schooler.
No, did they actually address that in the movie? Like, well,
no.
you're still a minor, so we're not going to bring you into
this. I'm pretty sure Wolverine legitimately say, like, yeah, it's going to get too rough for you,
kid.
He's like,
okay, kid,
we're
done.
Makes sense.
Well, it makes sense except for the fact that he's fucking Quicksilver.
Okay. It makes sense. It's going to get too rough for you, kid. That makes sense, but you just had him break into the fucking Pentagon
to capture Magneto.
I mean, that's where that falls apart.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it was going to get more dangerous, but...
More dangerous than the Pentagon.
Pretty much less, like, reached the danger ceiling.
The difference is the Pentagon didn't know they were coming.
Yeah.
Like, they were set up,
yeah,
but they've been set up for a long time. You know, you could argue they became complacent, like, they managed to get through without too much trouble.
The whole Trask thing would have brought notoriety to the kid.
Right.
Yeah.
I guess so. All right. I get that.
Well, and I want to keep
God
going with
it. I'm defending a fucking Fox movie.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Days of Future Past is my second favorite superhero movie behind First Class.
I hated First Class.
Great.
Well, how could you hate First? You know what?
That's a different debate.
One of these days.
We
should do an X-Men show.
On
X-Men.
Yes, okay. We should.
All right. I will bash Jubilee to hell.
Oh. You better get the Gerardo Jet over here real quick. Other movie news, Ted 2, hey, CJ, you're a big fan of Ted. Did you hear Ted 2 was a disappointing box office?
Shout out to Jordan.
It came out.
For what?
Okay, it came
Ted
out.
Ted 1 was his favorite
movie, that's
right, remember?
He said he couldn't wait to see Ted 2.
Yeah.
Well, apparently he didn't go see it.
He was so excited about Ted 2 that he put it on his top 10 favorite comedies of all time.
Before it even came out.
He knew it was going to be that good.
It came out in third place behind which two movies?
Jurassic World and
Inside Out.
Yeah,
that's
Jurassic
two pretty
World.
Good movies to lose to.
It's true. Jurassic World is in sixth place now, I think, of the all-time box office record behind The Dark Knight Rises. I want to say I might have to look at that.
No idea.
But it's easily going to surpass it. It'll probably hit three or four.
Well, Rises didn't beat Returns, I don't think.
Dark Knight, you mean?
Yeah, Dark Knight. Yeah.
All right, so it's whichever one was the top.
I want to say the Joker got the Dark Knight.
Dark Knight made $1 billion easy.
Yeah, but it's going to surpass that.
It might break the all-time
opening weekend.
Yeah. It might break the all-time highest grossing film ever.
Jurassic World has set a new record for the fastest movie to ever reach 500 million.
Yeah, it was such a good movie.
It was a really good movie.
Ted opened up at like 39 million, I think they said. I don't have it written down, but I'm trying to remember.
But, okay.
And they expected 50.
Okay. Calling Ted 2 a bad movie because it lost to Jurassic World and Inside Out is like calling Superman slow because The Flash is faster than him.
Let's rewind, though. And actually, technically... No, I'm not going to get into that.
Another show.
No, words I was about to say. Yeah, like, do you really think that there exists a similar audience for Inside Out and Ted 2?
Well, yeah, it's a cute little bear, right? That smokes pot. Here's my problem with Ted.
Yeah,
okay.
It is a wider audience.
It's not wider, it's different. I think
he said whiter.
No, wider. Wider is in more wide.
Because it's just a bunch of white people going to watch the fucking
More wide, less thin, more wide.
Live action Family Guy.
Pretty much. And yeah, okay, here's my problem with Ted too. And I'm the kind of guy that accepts a movie about genetic dinosaurs. destroying things. Is that Ted 2 is about a stuffed animal who's alive who wants to prove that he's a person,
a sentient being,
so he can get married to a woman.
Yeah.
Which isn't that basically the plot of Family Guy, where Brian's is always with regular women, even though he's a dog.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was stupid then, and I think it's stupid now.
They've never raised that issue, though, I don't think. We're like, he's a dog, you can't.
Yeah, they've never called
him
out on it.
Yeah.
They're calling Ted out on it, for some reason.
It's all about Ted proving his humanity, even though he's just a stuffed bear.
Like, but he's just a stuffed bear!
Like, does this stuffed bear have a soul? Does he have the ability for empathy and humanity and that kind of thing?
Okay.
It's very transhuman. Like Deus Ex.
You just made that movie deeper than they could ever make it.
That's really true.
Yeah.
It's very transhumor. It's like Deus Ex or Blade Runner.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. We're gonna fight. We're gonna fight right now, aren't we?
I gotta save my battling for Tuesday.
Alright.
So yeah, Ted sucks.
Does not suck.
Just kidding. I kid.
Ted was an okay movie.
I've still not seen it. Just because I really don't
I love the
like
first one because
Seth
I think
it,
I love the
I mean,
first
I'll
one
rent Ted 2.
You'll download it legally.
Wink.
Wink.
If you couldn't feel the wink, there was a wink.
I could hear the wink and I wasn't looking at you. Like I heard a click and I was like, that was his eyelid.
It winked so hard.
It was such a hard wink.
Also,
I loved Ted 1 because I think it was just too stupid enough.
You know what else is stupid?
What?
What Texas is doing with that veterinarian that killed that cat.
That is real dumb.
Oh, yeah, that's
another segue.
Stupid.
I said pointing him out. I don't know why.
It just completely ruins the fact that it was a transition.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's the humor value.
Segways don't work if you point them out.
We talked about this story months ago. For us, that was like 30 shows back, 2 months ago.
Yeah.
About
125 episodes to go.
Last month.
Which was last month.
Yeah. Texas veterinarian Kristen Lindsay, who shot a cat with a bolt, took a picture of her holding its dead body up by the bolt, and then posted that she was veterinarian of the year and that the only good feral cat is a dead feral cat, will not be charged in the crime due to lack of evidence because there's no way to prove where the picture was taken. And apparently using a crossbow bolt on a cat is a accepted form of euthanizing them, even though it didn't need to be euthanized. And they said they couldn't even tell if it was a real cat. Who knows? This could have all been a joke. Apparently, pictures don't count for anything.
The pictures that she
posted. Do these people have eyeballs?
Yeah, the pictures she posted on her Facebook and verified of what she did. Now, if any of us were police officers.
Yeah.
And, a criminal posted a picture.
I mean, I am a police officer. I've just never been on the show before.
Okay. I didn't know if we wanted to mention that on the air, but okay. So CJ.
Yeah.
If a criminal posted a picture of himself on Facebook doing a crime, would that be sufficient enough evidence to charge him?
Honestly, you're not going to like this answer.
No?
Not 100%.
What if he also confessed to the crime in the post?
Also not 100%, because a good lawyer can say, well, was it really a crime? Can we prove whose cat that was or that it was not, you know, a candidate for euthanization?
Can we prove that it was the person that posted it?
Yeah, because
with Photoshop nowadays, who knows?
Yeah, like, because the burden of proof is on the accuser, which is the state, and the accuser must prove beyond a reasonable doubt. And all the defense attorney has to do is create a reasonable doubt, and the person is declared not guilty.
Like with OJ. But they would at least draw charges, right? They're saying they won't even draw charges against this woman. She didn't get found not guilty. They're not even going to try to draw charges on her.
Probably because the DA of whatever county she lives in,
County, I'm pretty sure.
Already sees that coming and like, all right, we can't prove this beyond a reasonable doubt. We can prove it to anyone with common sense, but we can't prove it beyond a reasonable doubt. A lawyer can create a reasonable doubt, so we're not going to win this one.
It's just infuriating to me. The
technicalities of the legal system can be so maddening.
That's why we have the Punisher. I don't know if the Punisher would take this case.
That's why we have the Gerardo Jet.
He takes care of the things that police lines won't cross. you know. But I hear that Jubilee Avengers right on his ass.
I still think that's a shitty name.
That's his primary.
Well,
villain.
I mean, the guy didn't have time to think up a good one. He'll think of something better than Gerardo Jet. speaking of cunts, Holly Madison from, and this is why I hate talking about these things before we actually do the show, is because then I feel like I'm just repeating them to you guys. You already know what I'm going to say. That's why I like spontaneity.
But the listeners
don't know. So Holly Madison, she was one of the popular girlfriends of Hugh Hefner, Playboy founder and billionaire.
She was one of the three pairs of tits you saw on the Girls Next Door reality TV show.
Yes, which made her famous and made her a lot of money. And now she's left the mansion. She's made her own thing. She's still pretty much just a pair of tits that makes money. I guess it sounds sexist as hell, but whatever.
She lived in the Playboy mansion. We are allowed to be sexist toward her.
Well, she's got a new book out called Down the Rabbit Hole. And in this book, she goes over...
Hole.
Rabbit.
Rabbit.
She goes over a bunch of things that...
I just got that.
The Playboy, yeah.
I just... It's a bunny. That just snapped in my head. Playboy Bunny Rabbit Hole.
Down the Rabbit Hole.
Okay, yeah, go on.
It's clever. She's going to make $1 billion off this.
Such an idiot.
In this book, she talks about how Hugh Hefner gave her drugs, what an awful human being he is, how he pit everyone against each other for his affection. My favorite part is she was talking about sex with him and said that she was intimidated and miserable in the bedroom and she hated her life, but never left. Because you know what's more important than being happy is
money,
a free ride. Yeah. She had sex with an old man for money and fame, and now she wants sympathy for it.
Yeah.
Fuck you. Yeah. You know, I treat you the same way I think of strippers. Everyone says, oh, strippers, you know, I can't get no regular job. This is what I do to support my kids. Have you tried getting a regular job? It sucks. The rest of us do it. Why don't you give it a try?
McDonald's will hire fucking anybody.
Yeah.
The downside is that at McDonald's, there is no position at McDonald's outside of, like, high upper management where you can make a livable wage, particularly for you and three children.
Yet. That's true. That's true.
Yet. Yet. Until they change the law and then people like us go out of business.
True, because, yeah, Lonnie but certainly the, would not be able to afford
late, to yeah, the $15 an hour, like, minimum wage.
Yeah. Well, that's another story for another
It would destroy
show.
The economy, I think, because when minimum wage goes up, the price of everything else goes up.
Yeah.
I don't think it would destroy the economy.
Not destroy.
It would destroy small businesses.
Yeah, mom and pop shops would. Basically, mom and pop shops wouldn't be able to hire extra people. Yeah.
Lonnie couldn't hire anybody.
Yeah,
at all. You know? Yeah, if you're paying somebody $7-$8 an hour and you're making enough money to get by and now you have to almost double that to pay one employee, no. How many places are going to go out of business? But that's another story. I want to talk about this slut.
Another episode, yeah.
Yeah, I want to talk about this blonde slut. Cause it offends me that she exists and that this is a story and that she's going to make money off of this. You know, I always fought with Stephanie because Stephanie always said people like the Kardashians are worthless. And I tried to defend them in my own little way by saying, well, they've done this for charity. They've done this and this, but there are more and more of these people that are getting rich and famous for no other reason than they have a nice set of enhanced breasts and are willing to, you know, fuck old men for it. So
allow me a moment to have a coronary brought on by not surprise to learn that it's nasty inside the Playboy Mansion.
Yeah, she mentioned how bad it is.
Oh, you're living with this lecherous old man who keeps women in his house like a harem, who probably has Viagra and a Pez dispenser and armed guards and dogs and grottos and bars and shit like that, and it's a skeevy place in there, you say? Tell me more.
Are you telling me it's not the every girl's fantasy that they make it out to be in the movies?
Yeah. Are you telling me that it's not this lavish, luxurious paradise?
Yeah. You telling me it's actually one old man laying on a bed with like five supermodel girlfriends all having sex with him at the same time and taking turns, and
who
it's
met
not
him
glamorous?
That day?
Yeah.
Like
poor Holly Madison. Go back to your mansion and cry a couple tears. And wipe them away with hundreds of dollars of bills.
When Hugh Hefner passes
away.
You earn
from sucking 80-year-old dicks.
When Hugh Hefner passes away, they should turn the mansion into a women's shelter.
That's actually a damn good idea.
Yeah, it really is, actually.
Yeah. But he won't do that. No, and what's funny is Hugh Hefner does not have an heir, as far as I know.
Oh, he's probably got, well, no, he probably got a vasectomy years ago.
Yeah, because
he has some children, I think.
Does he?
A couple.
I'd have to look that up because you'd think as many women as he banged.
I think he has.
Well, I'm sure they
I think
keep that
has,
shit under wraps.
Oh, yeah.
I think he has a couple children from like a legit, like, not, you know, I'm
not
rich
skeevy,
and
weird marriage.
Yeah. Like, not like I'm rich and famous, marry me and you can live here marriage.
Yeah.
I think he has like an ex-wife that he has a couple children by.
Yeah. Cooper Hefner, Christy Hefner, Marston Hefner, and David Hefner.
I like to think that it'll
Cooper,
go to Marston.
Christy, so Cooper, Christy, Marston, and
David.
David, if you're listening, which you're not, but if you're listening, turn the place into a fucking women's shelter.
Yeah, do something good.
Do something good with that place.
Yeah. Don't just keep the family business going.
Yeah, don't let that place's legacy for eternity be filth.
Yeah, because it's no longer that really hip, swinging, you know, what do you call smoking jacket? Everybody's it's sexy parties. It's just a filthy place for a filthy old man who can't let go
of his
that
old lifestyle.
Yeah, he's one of those people who's just not aging gracefully. He's going to keep going until he's dead. Yeah.
No, he is certainly not aging gracefully.
But that'll never happen to Podzilla. I'll pull the plug on this thing before it ever goes sour, which is what I did to Blogzilla. But Lindsay had to keep it going.
It's in a literary coma.
I think Lindsay laid it all. I laid Lindsay off is what happened.
It's in a literary coma.
She's staring at
me.
If you can't feel the rage, it's happening.
Yeah. Like, it's,
well,
like this
side
of the table.
I stopped the first time when you said you weren't going to do it anymore.
Like this side of the
table. I refrained from posting on the site for like, what, a year that you didn't mess with it?
That's been a while.
And then you posted a couple random things and you said, yeah, okay, go ahead.
I know, and I want you to keep posting.
And I will, and you know that I've been going through a lot of junk outside of this, which is why nothing has been done. So stop making fun of me.
Including the dishes.
Yeah, including the dishes, because someone keeps saying they'll help, and they don't.
God, the table is becoming warm to the touch.
I was actually about to say all the heat's been removed. Like it's, I'm very cold over here.
But anyways, continue. Damn.
Yeah. Well,
I love
Jerry,
you.
Jerry.
Well, if you're listening to this show now, you haven't heard Pence on Air Tomorrow. We do have some exciting news though. Let me give you a little backstory on this. As we said on the 50th episode, Podzilla pretty much came into existence because of what Jesse and CJ and Krista and, Steven and the whole gang did over at Pentanerd. God, you guys have a fucking huge cast of characters like us.
That's true.
Most of them are interchangeable. Clearly.
Also true.
So me and Jesse had been talking for months about, well, you know, why don't we just, let's just make it one thing. Let's make it one entity.
We use the same equipment. We have a lot
we
of the
use
same
the
people.
Same. Yeah, it's we're all friends. We're
the
doing
same
the exact
recording
same thing.
Space.
So instead of having two separate shows, let's make it all one thing, and let's just go forward and create our own brand. And that's what we're gonna do. Podzilla 1985 is not just the name of a show; it's the brand. And we're gonna have Pen and Nerd on this network now instead of instead of its own thing. He's joining up with me, and me and Jesse are gonna run this thing like two Hugh Hefners.
I hope not.
Until we're old.
Old and decrepit.
But rich.
But very rich.
With lots of sexy blonde women.
You know what's convenient?
You know, this life suddenly sounds more glamorous.
Yeah.
You know what's convenient about living in the being room service in the Playboy Mansion?
What's that?
Is, after Hugh Hefner finishes, all you have to do is dust.
God damn.
CJ, you've been referred to as the funny one on the show. Is this true?
No.
Anyway, just
all you have to do is dust.
So, anywho, so Shannon and I will be merging. I'll be joining the Podzilla 1985 banner.
And everyone's on the same team now.
Correct.
It's not from Pen and Nerd, here's Jesse. It's just, here's Jesse.
Right.
So Zach's going to have to stop his fuck you Jessies.
He stopped a long time ago.
Yeah, he did, but he can still do it. It's just, now I'm going to be there in a few of the shows.
And he might not be. Who knows what will happen in the future.
But no,
it's a whole new world.
You guys probably won't see me on a wrestling show at any point. But, I'm going to create another show. Pen and Nerd probably won't be the moniker we maintain in our reign under Podzilla's label. But
goddamn, it makes it sound like
because they're kicking me off.
This
will be CJ's last show.
Yeah.
Well,
bye,
we'll
everybody.
See how it goes. First and then, I've got another show planned with, Asa Gray, which, shout out to Asa.
Shout
everybody
to Asa.
Knows and loves. Adorable little guy.
What's this new you and Asa show gonna be?
Yeah, we don't know yet. Some comic book related probably.
There's
we'll see how it goes.
So many shows out there for Asa Gray. Like, there's Jesse and Asa. I've talked to him about him and Big Johnny doing a show together on wrestling maybe or whatever. Asa's a hot commodity and I don't know why. He's cute.
He's adorable.
Yeah.
He's a great conversationalist.
Mm. He is. He's fun to talk to. Very hateful.
Well, yeah, he does have a lot. And that actually creates the great back and forth because he gets so passionate.
He's animated. Yeah.
He's very animated.
Yeah. We're talking to Cody Sandusky about maybe he's wanting to do a sports podcast and we're talking about maybe putting it under the Podzilla banner. There's just a lot of things we could do. You know, who knows where we're going to take this thing?
We're going to become a behemoth of the podcast.
I hope so. I really do, because I love doing this.
It'd be really great if we got, Game Grumps famous.
I don't know.
You're just going back to your original plan of wanting to cover all forms of entertainment.
Yeah, I always saw Podzilla as, I wanted to do a show every day and have it hosted by different people. You know, because, Coast to Coast AM, George Norrie hosts 5 days out of the week, and then the weekends other people cover. And then sometimes they'll have special hosts throughout. And that's what I wanted to do.
Man, I haven't heard it. Coast to Coast in forever. I miss that show.
I listen to it every night, generally, until Lindsay makes me turn it off.
Because I can't sleep with light.
She can't sleep when they're talking about all the cool things. And hopefully you're listening to this while you're going to sleep, and you're listening to the sound of my voice, wishing you a good night.
Ignore those glowing eyes in your closet. They mean you no harm.
Take the shirt off. And on that, we're going to wrap this up. CJ, Jesse, Lindsay, thank you for coming in and being part of the show and announcing these wonderful things. And next show's Tuesday.
Yep.
Mike Tyson versus Andy Dick.
Uh-oh.
What? I see that fight going one way.
That's
Andy,
the point.
And Andy Dick is not going in a way. Okay.
So for those of you out there who actually care, hit me up on Facebook. You know where I'm at. Tell me what you think about this show with Nate. What should we do? You know, Seriously, I'm not saying this out of humor. I'm not trying to be funny. We're at a crossroads. I really want to know how this should be handled. What's your opinion? Hit me up on there. We'll see you on Tuesday. Thanks for listening. Have a great night. And, you know, love each other.
Yeah. Be excellent to each other. Party on, dudes.
Jesse?
Ah, he beat me too. I was going to say party on, dudes.
Damn it, I'm sorry.
Yay, all kinds of Bill and Ted references lately.
I thought nobody caught it.
Everybody
who would
the table
not catch Bill and Ted?
Bill and Ted's some of my favorite movies.
We're all older than you.
I don't know. I thought nobody caught it. I thought it was just be excellent to each other. Why wouldn't he say something like that? And then later he'd be like,
I mean,
Bill and Ted.
Out in listening land, I mean, there's probably quite a few listeners that have no idea who Bill and Ted are.
Watch Bill and Ted.
All right, Jordan. We'll do it again. We'll do it again.
All right. Good night, everybody. We'll see you on the next show.
Be excellent to each other.
Go to hell, CJ.